Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech. The beauty market is generating a lot of money, but also a lot of waste. And it isn't pretty. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Dramali. Beauty products generated about $430 billion in revenue last year. And according to an analysis from McKinsey, it's projected to grow by another 6% annually over the next 4 years. But there's an ugly side to all of that growth. Even as bottles of shampoo, moisturizer, lipstick, and perfume fly off store shelves, it turns out we're buying a lot more products than we're actually using. The beauty brand Olay has estimated the amount of purchased beauty products that aren't actively used stands at around 80%. In Sweden and Finland, all that waste is the target of a growing number of tech startups. They're trying to get us to waste less by having us shop differently. The BBC's Maddie Savage has been speaking to some of them and reports the feedback on these efforts is mixed.
I'm on campus at Sweden's biggest technical university, KTH, which is home to one tech startup trying to cut beauty waste. It's founded by a former student, Sella Lee.
Allure is the world's first manufacturing-as-a-service platform for beauty products. We produce stuff on demand.
So what sorts of things do you produce?
Now we have commercially available, well, with our clients, perfume and soon-to-be nail polish, and we have lipsticks on the market.
Allure uses robotic technology, AI, and 3D printing, so customers can design their own products, and they're made within minutes. The idea is that you're more likely to fully use something if you've helped create it. Plus, brands can produce less waste because they're no longer batch producing items that might not sell ahead of their best before dates.
In the future, you could go into a shop. Still, they will have things on the shelf, bestsellers. But for the things that you really need for yourself, you would go to a consultation and then get it in a few minutes.
It's not cheap, though. Each lipstick costs around $27. But Allure is one of a growing number of Nordic beauty startups hoping to change the way we shop.
Big news, one generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/givetech.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
In Finland, Revive has developed online tools that use AI to guide customers to the items that best suit their skin tones and types. They're already used by brands including Babor and Shiseido. The company's chief marketing and product officer is Irina Mazer.
The shoppers that don't know which products match them well resort to experimenting with numerous products in a quest to discover what suits best for them. And that trial and error contributes to the accumulation of waste.
But at Lund University in southern Sweden, sustainability researcher Jessica Luth-Richter isn't convinced personalized product tools will work for everyone.
It does depend on whether they see that time spent trying to find the right products as also an enjoyable experience and worth that time. also, there are people that would prefer having an actual person helping them as well.
Well, here in my bathroom, I do have quite a few barely used products, so I'm curious to test some of this new tech. The question is if it will really limit the beauty products we buy or just encourage us to shop more.
That was BBC reporter Maddie Savage. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.